Let's go to Lucy Fisher, who's Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. And Lucy, this is a rather remarkable story. So Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, has accepted his Transport Secretary's resignation. And this all goes back to what? Misreporting that a mobile phone was stolen in 2013 when she was mugged? Explain, please.
Well, that's right. What happened was Louise Hague reported to the police that she was mugged. She gave a list of items that had been taken, including a work mobile phone. And later it was discovered that the mobile phone was still in her possession. It's thought that she turned it on, and that triggered an alert to the company that she'd worked for. And she was subsequently reported by that company to the police, who prosecuted her, and she received a conviction for fraud, albeit with a discharge, so no penalty attached apart from that addition to her record. Now, what's happened is, after some initial suggestion that this had all been, you know, reported to the Labour Party when she first joined the shadow cabinet in opposition, she has quit overnight, saying that she felt, you know, given the story coming to light via Sky News, that her that she would be a distraction to the government and its delivery of its programme. Very noticeable that Keir Starmer has responded in kind with a very terse three-line letter. It suggests there's not a lot of happiness at the centre of government about what's happened here.
Yes, and I mean, there have been staffing issues in Number 10. Now this resignation, the whole story seems rather odd. Is Labour having teething problems?
Well, yes, I think that that's certainly the case, that it's taken Keir Starmer a long time to get his administration really into sort of full throw of things since coming to power, as you say, his chief of staff departing after, you know, weeks of backbiting and negative briefing in Downing Street. And now, you know, just 5 months in, his first cabinet minister having to resign, or perhaps we might find out later today, essentially be pushed out. It doesn't smack of stability, does it?
And I presume this will all be grist to the mill to the Conservatives under their new leader, and to people like Elon Musk, who've been calling for a petition against the Labour government to be signed.
Well, I think that that is right. But in one sense, you expect that from opposition. And, you know, having just had a general election this summer and a very decisive outcome, a seismic majority for Keir Starmer, you know, and his Labour Party, you know, the largest in a generation, I don't think there's going to be, you know, any election anytime soon. But of course, it had been Starmer's big pitch to the country, to the business community, that after the past, you know, 8 years, when in the UK we've had six prime ministers and seven chancellors, that he would bring in this new era of stability, stable government. It hasn't seemed that way in these early months of his administration.
And financially, the news hasn't been good either, has it, with that tough budget?
Well, no. I mean, a budget that, you know, raised £40 billion of extra taxes a year, almost £30 billion of extra spending, goes precisely against what, you know, Rachel Reeves, now the Chancellor, promised in opposition, what Keir Starmer promised in opposition, which is that they wouldn't, you know, massively raise taxes, they wouldn't go on huge spending sprees financed by borrowing, that they wouldn't tweak the fiscal rules, you know, that provide kind of guardrails to the public finances and the government's management of those. And in particular, the tax rises they've chosen, having boxed themselves in somewhat with lots of red lines in the general election campaign, have fallen largely on business. Business has reacted very angrily, not only to the big tax rise in national insurance, but also to rises in the national minimum wage and a very sort of meaty new labour rights package, which they say is just, you know, taken all together, is an unholy trinity that is, you know, too onerous on business. And it really cuts across Keir Starmer's core mission, which is economic growth, and for which he needs, you know, fairly significant private sector investment.
Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.